Hello.
Hi, I am calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
Okay.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for President and Congress? Definitely vote. Probably
100%.
Vote. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
What is your age?
50.
Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Caucasian, which is not a race, but what the government thinks is a race. So we'll pretend that the government knows what it's talking about.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. MAGA Republicans.
Who?
MAGA Republicans, Make America Great Again.
50.
Okay. Lori Savage, the Reamer.
I have no idea who that is, so 0.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
30.
Okay. Donald Trump.
60.
Kamala Harris.
12.
All right.
Thinks he's an idiot.
Janelle Bynum.
Who?
Janelle Bynum.
Biden?
Bynum. N-U-M?
I don't know. 0.
Oh, well, you also have the option to say you never heard of. That's fine.
Okay, never heard of her.
Joe Biden?
15.
J.D. Vance?
Never heard of him.
Okay. Project 2025?
Never heard of it.
Republicans in Congress?
60.
Okay. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Republican.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, or Republican Donald Trump?
Kennedy.
Okay. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Thank you. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
Trump.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Savage, the Reamer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican.
Okay. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance at all.
Thank you very much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Completely. He's an embarrassment to our nation.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Savage, the Remer, is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Disapprove.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Our democracy is being threatened, yet Savage the Remer is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about 2020 election being stolen, and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. Would you say this is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
It's a big deal.
Savage the Remer has embraced politicians whose extreme project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Savage the Remer is a vote for these dangerous programs. Would this be a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Oh, I vote for all of those things. So what is the question exactly?
Yes. So Savage the Remer has embraced politicians whose extreme project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government.
Yeah, just give me the last sentence. The last sentence. What is the question?
Technically, the question is if it's a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all to you.
Is it a great deal? I don't understand. That could be interpreted two different ways.
As if it's something that matters a lot to you or not?
Doesn't really matter.
Okay, would you say not at all or just some?
Some?
Cool.
This is really poorly written. Who wrote this?
Wouldn't be able to tell you now.
Who? You can't tell me who put the survey together? What organization?
Yes, it was actually Oregon Opinion Research. Oregon Opinion
Research.
Okay,
Oregon Opinion Research. I'm going to look that up because it's very poorly written. Okay, go ahead.
Lori Savage, the Remer, voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities.
Wow. I will refuse to answer that question because it is completely biased and not factual. So that is ridiculous. So I refuse to answer that question. They're getting worse. Next.
Thank you. Lori Savage, the Remer, broke her promise to us. She ran a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. How much of a deal would this be for you?
How much of a deal is that for me? Somewhat.
Okay. Serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Savage the Remer is making headlines by taking credit for laws that deliver billions to the district. but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in
the country. I'm going to refuse to answer that, too, because these are all biased questions, and I'm not going to answer that. Next.
Chavez Barima is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable, and their budget proposals would raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists.
I get to disagree. Is that my option?
Would this be a great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all to you?
But see, that's, it's so biased. I agree with her on that. So, as a whole, I don't even understand what that means. That doesn't even make sense.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I know you're just doing your job, but that question doesn't even make sense. Or the answer to the question. So I guess somewhat.
Okay.
I can't figure out what these people are trying to do except for tell their own agenda. So let's move on. Sorry, this is crazy.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Savage the Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
100% the Republican. And all of this bullshit just made me vote for her even more. So good job.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protests. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their jobs, and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against her own party to overturn measures 110 to criminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services. For a worried mom, nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Democrat Lori Chavez the Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I don't want to answer any more questions. Is there a comment section?
I don't think so, ma'am.
There
if you don't mind, just...
Are we almost done?
The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. It's about 3-4 questions only.
Okay, great. I'm still voting for Republican.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. I have 5 children 18 years and older.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good night, ma'am.
Wait. There's no room for feedback?
I'm not sure. I don't think so, ma'am.
Tell me again the organization, because I'm going to blast them. Can you tell it to me again?
Yes, it is Oregon Opinion Surveys.
Oregon Opinion Surveys. All right, bud. Thank you so much. You have a good night.
Thank you. You too.